ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೆ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತೇ ನಮಃ. ಅರಣ್ಯಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 58. ರಾಮ ಲ್ಯಾಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ದ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ, ವೇರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಸೀತಾ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಆಬ್ಸ್ಟಿನೇಟ್ಲಿ ಬೆಂಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್? Where is Janaki, who shared all my sorrows and privations and would not abandon me as I fled to the woods, poor, helpless and bereft of my kingdom? Where is my Sita, lovely as the maids of heaven and dearer to me than my own life? Bereft of her, can I hope to live for an hour? The lordship over the myriad worlds is as nothing to me if that princess of golden complexion is not by my side. Shall we see Janaki alive, the beloved companion of my heart? Shall I fulfill my promise to my father to spend 14 years in the forests? I die of grief at being robbed of Sita, and you go back to Ayodhya and hope that would gladden the heart of Kaikeyi, that saintly lady. I hope that would crown her hopes and schemes. Her son on the throne, she would be blinded with pride and conceit and force Kaushalya, my mother, to render her obedience and service. Is it not enough that she has lost her husband and son, but she must become the slave of a co-wife? I go to the ashrama if Janaki is alive, else I shall kill myself. If Sita does not advance to meet me with a smile on her lips, I kill myself. Lakshmana, is she alive or not? Tell me that. Or have the Rakshasas killed her after you came away? Delicately nurtured, a stranger to sorrow and adversity, very much a girl. Where does she pine and languish, torn away from my side? I think you were too afraid to hear that cunning Rakshasa cry out wickedly, Ha, Lakshmana! Sita must have mistaken it for my voice, and afraid for my safety, dispatched you here after me. That is why he has sped here so quickly. However, it is a great misfortune to have left her behind all alone in that forest. Ever since the destruction of Kara and Dushana, the Rakshasas are mad with impotent fury and lie in wait for a chance to work evil upon me. Now we have nicely played into their hands. Doubtless, those cannibals would by now have torn her to pieces. Alas, I see no way out of it. Perhaps this is the harvest of my past deeds. Thus raving and lamenting after Sita, Rama ran towards Janasthana, followed by his brother. Venting his anger at Lakshmana, tired out with the long chase and the fast run back, faint with hunger and thirst, Rama approached the cottage, heaving hot sighs, but there was no Sita to welcome him. The place recalled to him the pleasant memories of the happy hours he spent with her there and filled him with unspeakable anguish. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhe Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.